Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, did you ever make the 40 under 40?
Didn't he just do a deal with DraftKings or something too?
I believe
Jordan.
So.
Did he?
Yeah, Jordan did. Wow. It's like he's dude. He's spreading it out more and more than he's ever done in terms of his influence.
Yep.
Feels like to me he should be on the list.
Yes.
He
no.
Should
I
be on it every
equity
year,
stake in DraftKings.
So.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, made headlines. A couple weeks ago.
And he's embraced.
Now
you know,
he's done the NASCAR thing.
He's embraced issues.
Yes.
He embraced issues early in his career.
Yeah.
Obviously. And man, I think that dude that seemed like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
More so than ever, it feels like.
I don't know. Maybe it's a sore subject. You do not want to talk about that whole deal, never making a 40 under 40 or 30 under 30 or 50 under 50 kind of thing.
Well, you mean just the Flyers?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean.
Well, there's also the Memphis Business Journals that you could have made.
Could have made the one at church. You know, I know they think highly of me.
So, okay.
Yeah.
But do you hold it? Is it like a sore spot?
Not at all.
Okay.
Like covering preps, you think that would be one too, but it wasn't. It was just, we came up a different way back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? In my book, you're absolutely at least 50 under 50.
This man.
Like at least. In Memphis.
They should do a 45 under 45. Might as well try to get us. I could get in on that one.
45. Is there a 50?
Brad, you and I both still got a chance on that one.
I am not interested in that list. I don't want to be reminded of my age. I think I'm getting too old for lists. It's kind of scary.
There are a couple 50 under 50s. Like Alabama State has one.
Oh.
You know, but that's just for that class.
I was going to say, after.
Just for that.
Like, who does that? Yeah.
You can't be under.
I can't remember anybody that's done it.
At that point, when you reach 45, like, your career is your career.
John, have you made. What are the lists you made? The 30 under.
He wouldn't be discussing this if he didn't make.
I don't. I'd love to. Yeah. I forgot what it was.
Oh, please. He'll be happy to remind you.
Made the 20 under 30.
Congratulations to you for doing that. What year was that?
Right here under the wall.
That was 2017.
We're still holding on. I forgot about that.
We're still holding
on.
I was actually there to celebrate with you.
Yeah.
We've got me.
Yeah.
Don't know why I went.
How could I forget
that? With the way you throw me under the bus on some of this garbage. Don't know why I was down there with you.
Yes. That was nice of you to be down there.
Yeah, it was. To support you, but that won't happen again.
Well, thank you. I also won the first ever Emerging Journalist Award at the University of Memphis. Right.
Congratulations,
yes.
John.
Yes. When I was in college. So
what'd you do in band? Didn't you win a band award in high school, too?
Yeah, exactly.
I thought
you did. Yeah, what a band award. What instrument did I play, Brad?
Played basketball, too, didn't you?
What instrument did I play?
Scalabrini thinks so.
I was on the drums. I'm learning a lot about myself.
He thinks we all played, though.
That's right.
Y'all played.
He does.
Hopefully, I'll make one of those lists soon, John.
No.
I don't like the time list. Going back to that initial conversation, it's okay. And there's some of them on there. I'm kind of.
Well, I mean, I only name people that I mean, I'm sure there are some real philanthropists on here who I don't really, whose names don't jump out at me.
Giannis, Halsey, and a couple others, questionable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
But anyway, it's out. And it's a good talking point for sure. All right. We will come back. Matt Moore's going to join us at 1:25. We will talk to him about the NBA and more. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Jason and John Show. Weekday, middays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Portland. WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app.
What's the best way to show someone you love them, Howie?
You get engaged.
That's right.
You get down on one knee and you pop the question. And you can be sure if your ring comes from Robert Irwin Jewelers that she's going to say yes.
Robert Irwin Jewelers is the only place to get engaged.
Exactly. And we've got a ring for anybody's budget starting at around $599. $49 and going on up. You can pick your center diamond. You can pick your mounting. You can put it all together. You can get a custom ring. Free financing. Bigger, brighter diamonds. Robert Irwin Jewelers.
RIJewelers.com and all five locations now open.
Honey, do you hear that?
Yeah. What is that?
Oh, my God. The roof is leaking. Okay, I got this. Look out, coming through.
What are you doing?
I'm catching the water to keep us from drowning. What are you doing?
I'm calling Bennett Roofing. They've got 24-hour emergency service and can get our roof fixed in no time. Put those pots away. I just washed those.
Licensed and insured, Bennett Roofing offers 24-hour emergency service on all roof repair. Visit them at BennettRoofingMemphis.com or call them at 901-359-9708.
Memphis is home of the blues, barbecue, and Blue Note Juke Joint. It's bold like the blues and smoother than smooth. Enjoy it neat, on the rocks, or in a cocktail. Ask for it at your favorite liquor store, bar, or restaurant. Blue Note Bourbon Juke Joint.
This pandemic has taken away many things. It's robbed us from our day-to-day, kept us from our work and play, and erased our views of regular, standard, and normal. But it's taught us a lot as well, including what and who matters most. That's why it's more important than ever to help protect your loved ones from the flu this season. Make a flu shot appointment for yourself and the people you care about most at Kroger.com/flu. At Kroger Health, we believe that your people are our people.
I'm listening daily. You are not alone. During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. Here's licensed therapist Dr. Chris Donahue on how to keep your mental health in shape.
A lot of people are talking about exercise and movement and home workouts, but I want to make sure we're also focusing on our mental health and our mental muscles. So make sure that every day, or at least once a week, you might be cutting back on some of the physical working out to focus on the mental. And that can be reading, that can be journaling, and that can also be sometimes entering into therapy, which a lot of people are doing right now. There's a lot of positive things coming out of it. This time where we are not surrounded with a lot of distractions, we have a lot of time to ourselves, is allowing for a lot of interesting things to come up. And so using some time to do some mental focus and mental work is going to be really beneficial for you.
Join us today for the two-hour I'm Listening special with Katy Perry, Jon Bon Jovi, Demi Lovato, Luke Combs, members of TLC, and many more. For details, go to imlistening.org.
Curiosity Stream has thousands of documentary films and shows available on demand on any device. We're the Netflix for nerds, the Hulu for history buffs, the Disney Plus for the scientist in us. There sure are a lot of streaming services, aren't there? Curiosity Stream is the one you definitely need if you're the type to nature doc and chill, if you're an armchair astronaut, if you prefer physics to psychics, or perhaps you know a precocious paleontologist. Go to curiositystream.com to learn more and sign up today.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room one is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room two are going to have to wait. We're down to one hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bon dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et du viens tu.
Now try Babbel for free. Text TRAIN to 64000 to start learning a new language today. That's TRAIN to 64000. T-R-A-I-N to 64000.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Last week is in the books, and now it's time to get to that tape and prepare for this week.
There is no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings. They're the leader in one-day fantasy sports. So to add to this week's excitement, DraftKings has a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up grabs. So if you haven't tried DraftKings yet, get on over to the app store now. You don't want to miss this. Draft your lineup, pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Nothing adds to the excitement of watching the game quite like having a shot at millions of dollars in prize. They paid out billions of dollars to winners since 2012, so they know a thing or two about cold, hard cash. Download the DraftKings app now. Use code WMFS for a limited time. New users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. Don't miss out on the Week 3 action. Enter code WMFS to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code WMFS only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Man, you got a feel for Houston football right now.
Yeah, you said Memphis might have had it the worst, but not yesterday, I think it was. But it feels like maybe now Houston, with the latest news, has had it pretty bad as well.
Yeah.
They can't get on the field.
They can't even take the field right now, Ken Houston, because they just had their game against North Texas, where our old friend Ren Baker is the AD.
That's right.
They have had to postpone the game because of positive tests.
Bruce Feldman tweeted, it's the fifth. John, the fifth game has had canceled on them.
Oh, man.
I don't know how you got the five. John and I were trying to count them up.
Well, Rice, Memphis,
we got
Baylor,
three
North
and four.
Texas.
I don't
think there were two in 1 week, I think, for them that the calculation.
Yeah,
I don't know what the games were.
I don't know the fifth, but he's got fifth in caps that UH has had canceled on them, and they haven't been able to even play once, he tweets, talking about how sorry he feels for Houston football players right now.
Yeah. I mean, and you want to talk about a friggin' nightmare. I mean, it ain't even about getting things canceled. It's about even getting on the field. They're not even able to get on the field right now, Houston football. And it's not Houston. I mean, it's everybody else they're playing. They're just getting some horrible luck. They're getting some horrible luck right now. And I don't know, like maybe it's a window into how complicated it's going to be for college basketball. But here's the thing about college basketball. The teams are so much smaller that if you postpone, you know, once, the odds are pretty good. You're not going to have to do it again. Whereas a football team, you got 100-plus kids on the team. You know, you might have five guys get it 1 week, 10 guys get it the next week, and then you have everybody out. The problem is that –
Didn't I play that the other way, though? There's fewer, and it gets to – there's fewer guys on the squad, maybe with contact tracing and all that, because you don't have as many of the EFs you have to worry about, but because there's more guys football. But then the other way of that is if you do – get somehow the virus inside your program bubble, you stand to lose because there are fewer guys on a basketball team.
Well, you'll have to postpone those games, but I'm just saying because of immunity to that, you will develop it much quicker on a basketball team than you will on a football team.
You're saying once everybody gets it.
Right, and we already know that several Memphis basketball players, for example, have already had it. And so
was that number three or around there?
Three, yeah, around three.
When they first
might have even
back.
Been four. Might have even been four. So, I mean, you are talking about basically a third of the team has gotten it. So, it's I don't anticipate anywhere near the logistical problems for college basketball. That's what I will say. Plus, they're all going to bubbles. A lot of these games are going to be held in bubbles. There's just no way. I mean, there's no way it's going to be as complicated as this football season has been for testing advancements, therapeutic advancements, maybe get a vaccine going by the early part of 2021.
Yeah, but there's also more games, more travel.
There is.
So there's that consideration as well. And I hope you're right. I hope there's not this start and stop, or at least as much as there has been with football. I just to think it's going to be, you know.
But the NFL shows us it can work.
Easy road.
The NFL, I mean, and Major League Baseball, for that matter, has shown us that even though they're traveling a lot, it can still work. I mean, early on it was rocky, but they figured it out. They stopped being irresponsible. So if you're responsible, you can.
But that goes back to a lot of what we were talking about between being an adult and that's your money and that's your paycheck to being a college kid. And yes, it's important to you. And typically you're going to stick with the protocol and the rules of your program. But there's also if there's a party on, you know, whether outside your bubble, because they can't inevitably keep these kids in a bubble all season long.
Right.
Sure, maybe you play a couple of conference games in there. Maybe it's more than that. But at some point you're back home, you're traveling, and it's do you as a young man, as a young woman, are you going to still, in those instances, let's be real, not fraternize, not go out, because that's typically where this thing can bite you too and then come back in. So they have to be, you know, without the financial incentive that the pros have, it's we've seen it. It can be a tougher decision for college-age kids.
Yeah.
Try to follow that. Just stay disciplined, as we say.
Yet another game lost because of COVID for Houston. I mean, listen, it ain't going to be easy. Nobody said this season was going to be easy. Nobody believed that whatsoever. Houston's going to be undefeated, man. Houston is going to have a real case for the playoff by the time it's all said and done. Well, they got to get two games in. I mean, because you're not rescheduling the Baylor game.
Where you're going to get this Memphis game in at. The AAC is going to have to push stuff back, right, to let you get that game in. Is everybody else going to watch? Like we said yesterday, you felt like if Memphis needed it, if that was going to determine some kind of the standings of the, you know, at the end of the regular season race for the AAC title, then sure, maybe you play it because it matters. But if it's not, and Houston's only played John a couple of games, what's going to be the point of putting that on? Where are you going to do it? I mean, this is going to be hard to figure out.
Yeah, it is going to be very difficult. And again,
the playing Houston in particular is what I'm speaking of.
I really do feel for these programs who are just dealing with this because, man, I mean, there's no handbook. There's no handbook to navigate this once in a century pandemic. So. Anyway, you're trying to figure it out as you go, and there's no right or wrong answer, but no game for Houston this weekend. Deion Sanders continues to make some interesting moves as the coach at Jackson State. He tweeted last night. He said he's looking for a house. He said, Jackson, Mississippi, I need a gated, secluded crib, 4 bedrooms, at least 5 acres and above, ready with or without furniture, and if there's a private lake, that's a bonus. I plan on being in the SIP for a while, so I'm trying to get comfortable. Please help. Hashtag Coach Prime. Do you have any real estate that meets these thresholds, Jason?
So, I mean, it's crazy how much attention this thing's getting, and it's why we said Jackson State should do it. He's been on Good Morning America. We saw the now appears false report out there yesterday about who he was going to hire. But it seemed – I want to tell you he had another press conference that second day after initially having the first one. So it's been headline after headline.
I was told he is bringing in Howie Long to coach the D-line.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Howie Long should have lit up the flame, by the way.
You think that would have
been better than Marshawn Lynch.
I was told that Barry Sanders is going to be brought in to coach the running back.
No, Barry's not interested. Not interested at all. But I'm telling you, you're joking around, but – that's going to continue to be a story. Like every time he hires someone, and now him talking about just his tweet about, you know, get me a big 5-bedroom house, doesn't matter whether it's furnished or not, that becomes a big story. How is this not a good thing if you're Jackson State?
Oh, it's a great thing if you're Jackson State. I mean, he's on Good Morning America.
You get talked about probably, you know, maybe this much during over a 2-year period, possibly in terms of the headlines that you're drawing in right now, that you're garnering. I mean, it's not just that either. It's Deion going to have a lot of eyes on him. We see it already.
Yep.
You go down there and fail, or you screw this thing up, and the chances of you getting another shot are slim. So, I mean, that's the part of this that would lead you to believe he's going to put 100% in this and try to at least get move the needle again. I tell you, that's really all he's got to do, just show a little bit of improvement down there, and it shouldn't take much, quite frankly. They haven't had a winning year down there in a while, it looks like.
Yeah. How many houses do you think that are there in Jackson that meet
look on the mentions? There's tons of them. There's and most of them are like Ridgeland or just outside.
Right, like the suburbs.
Yeah, it's just outside of there.
I went down there to Jackson, and I'm not trying to, you know, whatever, but man, when I was down there, I was like, this is awful. I didn't see the whole city.
Jackson's okay,
but I was not a fan of Jackson, Mississippi. It made me miss Memphis. It really did. I'm not gonna lie to you.
It was a job interview.
Yeah. Now that might have been influenced by the newsroom.
They've got a place called Broad Street Bacon Company that was always a stop anytime we were going through Mississippi on a Tigers trip, whatever else. That was always a stop. Dude, their sandwiches are fantastic.
Wow.
I will never speak
an endorsement for Broad
Jackson,
Street Baking Company.
Jackson, Mississippi, Broad Street Baking Company down there was fantastic. Never missed a chance to stop in there.
Oh, there are several.
I bet you Deion, he'll be witness here soon if he's not been already.
Well, here's the hilarious thing. So I'm just pulling up this one property that is located at 114 Woodland Circle in Jackson, Mississippi, and it is beautiful. It's $1.4 million. But, I mean, it's like a castle, right? I mean, it's been on the market for 600 days. It is actually called the Castle. How about that?
Yeah.
It is called the Castle there, and it's got a pool house. It's got everything you could possibly need, a swimming pool and all the stuff that he's looking for.
Can we talk about Dion's lady? What do you know about Tracy Edmonds?
Mm-hmm.
Not much.
She was once the wife of Babyface,
okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And at one point, I believe, was either linked to Eddie or dating her or whatever.
Eddie Murphy,
but she, if I'm not mistaken, he had her down. I saw a picture. She was with him down in Jackson, Tracy Edmonds. You talk about a power couple.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
With Tracy Edmonds, Deion Sanders together is a force, maybe even John stronger than Gabrielle and Dwayne.
Wow.
It's up there. Because I'm telling you right now, Tracy Edmonds don't do anything but mess with the millionaires.
Right.
Got me? I mean real power brokers.
Yeah.
And Deion, I guess, continuing to be that. But how old is that woman?
Because 54?
It's 53 years of fine.
Yeah.
What it is.
No, they walked into that press conference.
She ages like fine wine. That's who it was. Tracy Edmonds, man. Babyface's former wife.
John. Well, like I was actually bringing up and I'll Google her, but I was bringing up the Castle as a perspective. Somebody from California came in and tweeted a link to one of their properties that they have listed for $1.69 million, which is even more than the Castle. And with that, you get a brand spanking new two-bedroom, one-bath in Santa Monica, all for the cheap price of $1.7 million.
Dude, $1.5 million in Jackson, Mississippi buys you anything you want.
Look at this house they have for $1.7 million.
That's the same house in Santa Monica. It's ridiculous with the difference.
Why would anybody live there?
It's a great question, John.
I mean,
it's the question of the year, frankly.
You got absurd property
it's
values.
So stupid.
You got freaking fires.
No.
I mean, it's 130 degrees out there. I mean, why would anybody want to live in L.A.?
The weather is so good.
Crazy.
No, I will say this. The weather there is so ridiculously awesome, generally.
Until you get fires, of course, right.
Well, I mean, it's a life changer, honestly, with the weather. Like, we got polyps growing in our lungs here. I mean, there is something to that. So that would be the only thing I would think of. I mean, what do you think, Jason?
I'm still stuck on Tracy Edmonds.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite old. She's a wonderful looking woman.
I've got people texting me about her, and I'm right about Babyface was till 2005. Mm-hmm. They were married for 13 years, and then Eddie Murphy for a time there in 2008, and now. Do you realize she's worth $30 million?
Is she doing? What is for employee? Is she a producer?
I guess she's a creator and a producer on TV and no. She's done that.
She's
and
got
music,
money.
Is music as well. She's a creator.
Yeah.
She's CEO of Edmonds Entertainment Group, which I'm sure owns a ton.
Yeah.
But she is something else. And I just learned about her, a Stanford University grad.
Oh, hello. Wow. Do you think she's moving to Jackson?
Dude, she's there. This house has got to please her.
Oh,
it ain't about Deion,
right?
Fool. You got to put her up. She's got to be
nice place.
Deion, I'm telling you right now, I mean, you could, it's going to have to still be a nice place if it's just him. But when you're bringing down Tracy, the thing's got to be fine as fine wine.
Yeah, it's going to be right.
Man.
So that's why he's asking for certain things in this.
Well, there you go.
Got to be at least 5 bedrooms. What else?
I think he's going to do well down there, John. I really do. I mean, I think he's going to get players they've never seen before.
Well, I mean, he probably will. I mean, he is going to open them up to, some players that they never had. It's hard to know exactly what that will translate to on the field. But I mean, that's definitely why you do it. I mean, you're trying to get access to recruits that you've never had access to. I believe that. I just stop short of, like, he ain't beating Lane Kiffin and Mike Leach for recruits. I'm sorry. It ain't happening. It ain't so. Let's just end that right now.
Yeah, but you don't need to get those
right.
kinds
no,
of
No, I agree.
To,
I mean, but there are people out there who are saying things like that. Oh, he's going to start beating out Lane Kiffin and Mike Leach. He's going to start owning the stadium. No, he ain't. He ain't. Ain't no kid with an offer from Ole Miss or Mississippi State in the SEC.
Well, you get the second back in South Panola, you're good to go.
You might be able to start beating Southern Miss.
Yeah. You get anything off South Panola, and you should be pretty good to go.
Get the second back, not
saying.
The first.
I've never thought he's going to be shooting at the, you'd be wasting your time going at the fives that they are. Shoot at the twos and threes that you've never had a chance at, the two and three star guys. And in some cases, guys that aren't ranked, right, we see it every year where guys, there's too many prospects in football.
Yeah.
So all the time you'll see these no-star guys come out of nowhere. Imagine he'll be good at identifying those. But like we said earlier, this will get you into more of those two- and three-star living rooms that Jackson State, quite frankly, hadn't been in before.
Yep. So, no, I agree with that.
And you'll raise it up to enough to a level to get to an improvement that you get up and get out of there after a couple of years. Ain't like Deion's going to be down here 10 years.
All right, we will come back. Matt Moore is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about Billy Donovan, about the Lakers game last night, where it goes from here, Celtics and the Heat, and more. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Get ready to fall in love with driving again in your new Kia from Gossett Kia on the Pike. Get everything you want with the 2020 Forte, just $131 a month. Or hit the road in 2020 Soul, $148 a month. And transform your driving experience this fall in the all-new 2021 K5, now $189 a month. All 36-month leases in just $31.49 due at signing. And you'll get peace of mind you can trust with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. It's time to get your Kia on at Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike. Or shop 24-7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36-month leases, $31.49 due at signing. Zero security deposit. Excludes acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, $6.50 acquisition fee, Forte, LE22-4963, Soul, L712-0906, K5MG003199. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF59875. Excludes tax file and license. See dealer for complete details. Not all customers will qualify.
Right now, make up for lost time with the new BMW R1250 GS from Performance Plus Cycles. With 136 horsepower and a camshaft control system, you're assured consistent power delivery. Whether in the city, motorway, or off-road, every mile makes you feel more free. Test ride today at Performance Plus, located off Pleasant View Road, or check out their BMW inventory online at performanceplusscycles.com. Remember, make life a ride with a BMW motorcycle.
Everywhere you look these days, things are starting to come back. Football, school, the institutions that make up the fabric of our lives. So there's no better time to come back and visit another enduring Memphis institution, Oak Hall. Seriously, if you haven't been back, stop in and see them today. You'll find the same helpful people and the same beautiful clothing. I know I always feel restored just walking through the place. Pick up some shorts or knit shirts from Peter Millar. Get yourself something for the outdoors. I've loved stopping in at Oak Hall on a fall weekend just to browse. And since you'll likely be watching the football games on TV this year, it's a way of getting a little taste of normal back in your lives. During the last 6 months, I think we've all learned how much relationships matter. Relationships with family and friends, and also with the institutions and places that we hold dear. For a whole lot of Memphians, Oak Hall is one of those places. So stop in and see your old friends sometime soon.
All 75 months at 2.99 APR, G4, LHFO7472, Outlander, LU029957, Eclipse, LZO15617. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF59875, excludes tax title and license, offer valid through end of the month with approved credit, dealer stock only, see dealer for complete details.
Gossett's Mitsubishi Madness is in full swing at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike, and you'll find deals to get this party started. 2020 Mitsubishi Mirage G4 gets 41 mpg highway. We Gossett at $139 a month or buy for $12,435. 2020 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport, built to handle any adventure at $229 a month or buy for $18,573. And take the 2020 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross for a spin at $19,107 or $229 a month. Get confidence today, tomorrow, and long into the future with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Mirage G4, $139 a month. Outlander Sport, $229 a month. And Eclipse Cross, $229 a month. So get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. To keep surfaces sanitized all day, use Microban 24. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria initially. Once dry, Microban 24 is effective for 24 hours on bacteria when used as directed. Microban 24 sanitizing spray, bathroom, and multi-surface cleaner.
Pass it on.
Here's a short quiz. Who won Best Actress last year? Who won the World Series 2 years ago? And finally, name your favorite teacher.
Pass it on.
Now, I'm guessing that the last question was the easiest. Why is that? Because that person made a difference in your life. So, go ahead and make a difference. Because making a difference is in you.
Pass it on.
From PassItOn.com.
Have you ever wondered what's inside your air ducts? Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. If you are one of many who suffers from bad allergies, especially in the Mid-South, and would like to improve the indoor air quality of your home, then Choate's Air Duct Cleaning could be a solution for you and your family. Air Duct Cleaning has been proven to help people with allergies and other respiratory issues by removing buildup of debris from your home's air supply. Air Duct Cleaning will also help eliminate dust from building up in your house. Therefore, you don't have to dust as much either. And Air Duct Cleaning is also shown to help improve the performance of your air conditioning and heating system. Choate's is the name you can trust for all your indoor air quality needs. So call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule a free video inspection to help you breathe a little easier. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Get down!
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Paid the cost to be the boss. I paid the cost to be the boss. Look at me. You know what you see. You see a bad muck. Look at me.
If you're looking to get engaged, if it is that time for you, well, then you need to check out Robert Irwin Jewelers. You know what women care about? They care about that ring design. It ain't all about the size. You might think that's a common misconception. It's about the ring design. And that's why all of RIJ's rings are fully customizable. So, if you have an idea or you got a picture or some kind of inspiration for a ring style that you love, they can make it happen. They can bring it to life by designing a custom ring just for you over at RIJ. And what's even better, they back that up. If for whatever reason in the first 365 days she decides she doesn't like it or whatever it is, you can bring the ring back and return it for a complete refund. That's what RIJ does for you.
Yep, no matter what your budget, Robert Irwin Jewelers has the bigger, brighter diamond that's perfect for you. Always got great financing options, including zero down. Can have up to 60 months to pay. And we've told you about it before, but I'm telling you, men, it's the perfect solution. There's no way you get a no here. The try-on at home program that Howie and RIJ have got, you can go to rijewelers.com/try-on-at-home. You can select up to 5 rings. She can wear them up to 7 days at home before she picks. She gets 7 days to evaluate them. Once that evaluation's over, you put the rings back in a box, use the prepaid shipping label to return your try-on-at-home rings. You've never left the house. She's picked out the ring that she wants, hopefully giving you a yes there and a yes to marrying you. Howie's got you covered. For complete details, you can go online to rijewelers.com. Robert Irwin Jewelers, always bigger, brighter diamonds there, and the perfect ring guarantee, of course. For complete details, again, go to rijewelers.com.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, he is Matt Moore. He covers the NBA for the Action Network, and he's nice enough to join us now. Hey, Matt, what's going on, man? Appreciate the time.
Hey, how are y'all?
Everything is good here in our neck of the woods. So before we get to the games of last night and sort of where that series may be headed with Denver and L.A., are you particularly outraged by the one dissenting vote that kept Ja Morant from being a unanimous Rookie of the Year?
No, I just don't get upset about these things because I think one thing is when you know that a guy's going to win, then it allows these guys – the voters, there's a couple of reasons that those things will happen. It's either they genuinely believe what they're thinking and it gives them like, well, he's going to win anyway. Mm. So I want to make sure that what I think is expressed. And then two, it gets attention. And I'm not saying that's why it was done, but both of those things are things that have happened in the past. Like Gary Washburn, who I think is an awesome reporter in Boston. He's incredible. Always been a great writer, but he wrote Melo in 2013 over LeBron and cost LeBron the first unanimous MVP before Steph won it. And like that one still, I'm just like, I have no idea, but like he just genuinely felt that Melo had done it. And so like you have to give the voters the ability to cast these votes. Like it's as long as the right guy wins, that's what matters. That's why you have a panel of voters and the right guy won.
Now the, did you happen to see his explanation, Matt, Joe Cowley, the one dissenter?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Now that, okay, so like if you want to make the argument that you thought that in the 19 sort of award eligible games that Zion played that he was better than Ja, like, fine, I'll hear that. But that it's where you start talking about how the NBA built its television schedule. I mean, that's not why the vote should be based on, right?
Yeah, and I think some of this is just the NBA is always trying to go through the available – I'll put it this way. The NBA focuses a lot on outlet and market. So it's like, all right, we're going to look at the markets, and then we're going to find the outlets, and then we'll alternate within those markets to get the voting panel. And Callie's been covering the Bulls for a long, long time. But, like, when that's your kind of reasoning, it's just like, how seriously are you taking this? How much have you watched Memphis? Like, what is your approach here? And, like, Callie also, like, he's an instigator. This is just, like, who he is. And the columnists, I think, tend to do this stuff a lot more than the beat writers and more of the analyst types. And you're just going to get a different – and this is part of the thing, though, is this goes into the LeBron conversation of who you want voting for these things, because if you want a wide variety of perspectives, you're going to get some of these type votes sometimes.
Should the Nuggets be up 2-1, Matt? I mean, I guess obviously you could say, man, if Anthony Davis doesn't hit that shot, then they should. And how much different would the storylines, would the narrative be if that Davis shot doesn't go in? I feel like we'd be all over the Lakers right now.
Yeah, you would be. I think the Nuggets have outplayed them for the majority of the series now. Everyone, you know, will continue to go off on Mason Plumlee, and he didn't play good defense on that.
Right.
Anthony Davis is a career 30% three-point shooter. He shot 33% from three in the regular season. He was shooting 39% from three in the playoffs before last night, 40% actually after that last three in game two. So this has been a little bit of an outlier, and you saw some of the regression. Last night, Davis did not hit a shot outside of the paint last night. And if that regression starts to hit for him, it's a problem. I think the other thing is, honestly, I don't mind the way that this went, because after the Lakers went up 2-0, they got comfortable. They got comfortable, and we're like, ah, we got this. We don't need to change anything. We're good. And I knew the Nuggets were going to take this game. I knew the Nuggets were – I called it. Like, it was so obvious, because the Nuggets are the one team in the league that looks at heartbreak games, and they go, we should have won that. Let's win the next one. They don't get down. They get angry. And so they play with that kind of intensity. I think they win at least one more in this series, and if they win one more, it goes to a game six. Mm. And as much as everyone talks about the Lakers and how, you know, playoffs, they're a true playoff team, who's really been there? Who's been in a pressure situation where if you lose, it goes to a game seven? Has Anthony Davis been there?
No.
Has Markieff Morris? Nope. Alex Caruso? Rajon Rondo? A decade ago. So, they better take care of the next two games. I expect the Lakers to win game four, but they better take care of it. Do not let this Denver team hang around.
Did last night, and listen,
he's right.
When you have LeBron and Anthony Davis, it almost becomes silly to even talk about it. But did last night not expose sort of the issue with the Lakers? I mean, they fought all the way back, and by the time they did that, now again, they're probably not going to have to do that every game, but they were totally gassed. And when it came time to, you know, really take the lead and go for the kill shot, they didn't have anything left in the tank. So did that expose that game itself, and maybe the series? Is it going to expose the lack of depth, and do you think that could cost them, you know, whether it's here or in the next series?
I think I'll say this. I felt pretty confident Lakers were going to win this series. I'm still confident the Lakers are going to win this series. I'm less confident, a lot less confident than I was before game three. And I expected the Nuggets to win, but I still was like, oh, but the Lakers will be fine. And now I'm like, I don't know, because there's a couple things here. One, the Nuggets have more options. They can get a big game out of Michael Porter Jr. They can get a big game out of Jeremy Grant. Paul Millsap can have one. Gary Harris can have one. Right. Monte Morris. Who is it for the Lakers?
Right.
Danny Green?
Yep.
Kyle Kuzma? Like, who's going to be that other guy? The Nuggets get better as the series goes on, and this is one of the reasons they've come back from 3-1 twice. They adapt to what you do. They've adapted to the Lakers' physicality, and the Lakers are going to have to find something. And the final thing is, you mentioned, like, that during that massive comeback in the fourth, it was all transition buckets. Forced turnovers with defense, runouts for dunks. That's great, and it's awesome that you can do that. It's hard to do in a playoff series, especially as it gets more and more tiring and the series goes longer and it slows down. Combined with the fact that the Lakers' half-court offense scored 92.6 points per 100 possessions last night, that's awful, and it's pretty typical of what it is. Yes. The Nuggets have a better half-court offense than the Los Angeles Lakers with Anthony Davis and LeBron James. If you're dependent on turnovers, you're in some trouble. They got to figure out some stuff on the offensive end as well as on defense in order to get this thing back under complete control.
Well, what's interesting too, Matt, is that, you know, whenever this season ends for the Lakers, we know Anthony Davis is going to sign a new huge deal with them, and he's going to stay in L.A., and whether that's a, you know, 5-year deal, whatever it ends up being, you know, it's not just about this season for them. It's not just about, you know, winning this championship. LeBron wants more. But when you sort of look at the horizon for them, and then whatever, however long that deal ends up being with Anthony Davis, it's clearly about LeBron and AD. But is there really going to be enough around them, you know, to compete again after this year? Like, I don't like. Are there, should there be concerns there about the way this roster is built?
I don't think so, because they'll do what the Heat did, which is they'll find those guys like Shane Battier. They'll find those guys like Ray Allen. They'll find those guys that are veterans looking to chase a title, and they'll pick up more of those guys. Like this year, you know, they've depended on Alex Caruso. Like Rajon Rondo's that guy. Like they picked up Markieff Morris and Dwight Howard. Remember, they were supposed to have DeMarcus Cousins. So it's like they will find a number of options that will kind of fill in. But I will say, like, they need to make as much – you said about the future. They need to win this one. The Clippers are out. The Bucks are out. You're this close.
Right.
LeBron's having more of those. Huh, he only had 16 points. And as you get older, it doesn't rob you of your ceiling, because I expect him to have a thermonuclear game four. But it does rob you of your consistency. We're having fewer of those incredible LeBron games every single night, and more, oh, every third night he has like an incredible game to remind you how great he is. That's going to keep happening more and more as he gets older. They got to take advantage of the window that's open now.
Over on the other side, Boston obviously looking to even it up tonight against the Miami Heat, down 2-1 right now. I'll ask you this, Matt. Did they do something differently on Dragic in Game 3, who had been, you know, had been phenomenal most of the playoffs? It wasn't just he was 2 of 10. He had 5 turnovers in that game. Did they figure something out, or was that just a bad night for Dragic there in Game 3?
Marcus Smart. But I don't know why Stevens does this. He waits until Game 3 of a series to be like, all right, fine, I'll put Marcus Smart on the best perimeter player, I guess. And it just – Marcus Smart went on him, and it was, bye, Dragic, bye.
Made all
and we'll
the
see
difference.
You later.
Yep.
And Duncan Robinson gets open, right? Like, that's the cost of it, is you have to decide, do you want Robinson threes off the catch, or do you want Dragic creating things? The reality is you can probably live with Robinson, because your defense is getting more attuned – to the rotations that you have to make and contesting behind screens and things,
sure,
with Robinson.
Yep.
But if you cut off Dragic and they do not have a three-headed monster with Adebayo and Butler on and Dragic, because Butler likes to pick his spots and Bam's not in a place where he can really hold up an offense and carry it, then all of a sudden the Heat offense turns a lot more into, boy, I hope this three goes in.
Yep.
And that's where Boston wants to get you to. I think Boston's in a good spot in this series.
That's what I was going to ask. If we see more of that, you'd still give the edge to Boston, even down 2-1. And Spoelstra has never lost a series in this position after going up 2-0. You'd still give the edge to Boston in the series.
Yeah, I liked them before the series, and I like them just as much now. I looked at games 1 and 2, and in the quarters that the Celtics won, the Celtics have won 8 of 12 quarters in the series. And the ones that they've won it comfortably by about 10 points per 100 possessions. In the quarters where the Heat have won, the Celtics have played like absolute hot burning garbage. And at the exact same time, Miami has shot the lights out. They have a 160 offensive rating in 3 of the 4 quarters that they've won, because at the exact same time that Boston struggles,
wow,
they have played,
yeah,
lights out. And it's, if Boston played badly and the Heat played okay, Boston's up 2-1. If the Heat played awesome and the Celtics played pretty well, Boston's up 2-1. So the sustainability, I think, really favors Boston going forward in the series.
We are, of course, talking to Matt Moore, covers the NBA for the Action Network. Billy Donovan is the guy in Chicago. Obviously, you know, it's going to take some work. Going to have to get his hands dirty there in Chicago. But what's the end game? I mean, do you think he might be the right man for the job and he can build a winner there?
Yeah, I really like this selection. You know, I think that they should have – I think they interviewed a number of candidates. I think other guys they should have looked at were Wes Unseld and Ime Udoka. But, look, Donovan is a really nice fit for this roster. They were 9th in defense last year despite having Zach LaVine on the floor. That's how much they can play defense. But their offense with all of those weapons was horrible, which just shows you that coaching was really the problem. It did not take much watching the Bulls to be like, coaching is holding this team back, especially offensively. Donovan will get good defense out of Wendell Carter Jr. and Otto Porter, but he'll give accountability and support at the same time, which is a really great tactic in modern NBA for guys like Zach LaVine and Kobe White. And so that combination – I think they'll be much better on both ends of the floor. I think this is a really good hire. I think the Bulls get back to 500 next season.
What do you think of Markkanen, the player, and what he will be? He was off a bad year last year for just in terms of what we thought his curve would go.
Yeah, I think that a lot of it is he's going to have to figure out exactly what he wants to be. If he's not going to bring anything physically, he's going to have to be a lights-out shooter from right. all over the floor and have a more versatile offensive game. I'd like to see him play a little bit tougher. I just think he needs some weight training, bulk up, get a little tougher. And part of that's injuries has cost him the ability to do that. Sure. But as he gets older and stronger, he's going to grow into his body, and I think that's going to help him a lot in terms of what he's able to bring. I like the idea of him as a player a lot, but he's got to fill in some of the weaknesses in his game.
Isn't Billy just better off there, too, because he's in the East? I mean, isn't that basic principle that, it's going to be easier on that side of things than at OKC?
I think it's easier, but I think just the bigger thing is just the OKC, after Donovan had done such a great job last year and gotten them to where they were,
yeah.
The organization, because they're very principled, there's just like – we really appreciate it. We're not changing the plan. And it wasn't about Donovan. It was just, this is the plan and this is what we think we got to do. And Donovan was like, okay, then, I need to go somewhere that wants to win now. Cause the coach, it's just not good to go through a rebuild. It's bad for your rep.
Yeah.
And so I think he made the right move to go out now, get on a team that's heading in the right direction that underperformed last year. I think it was a smart move on the part of both Donovan and the Thunder.
Yeah. Wow, that. Matt, great stuff as always,
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks for the time.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
He is Matt Moore, covers the NBA for the Action Network. I think it's a good hire for Chicago. You can't do much better than Billy Dee. I mean, that's just true.
I don't know if there's much molding of LaVine, but maybe there is.
Maybe there is.
And maybe the best thing is Donovan with, moving on from LaVine. You've still got a lot of young talent there.
Yep.
I've never believed in him, and then Kobe White's got to be more than just a shot jacker.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Thanks to Matt Moore for joining us on the show today. We'll come back, wrap this thing up on a hump day. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
All 75 months at 2.99 APR, G4, LHFO 7472, Outlander, LU029957, Eclipse, LZO15617. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF 59875, excludes tax, title, and license. Offer valid through end of the month with approved credit, dealer stock only. See dealer for complete details.
Gossett's Mitsubishi Madness is in full swing at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike, and you'll find deals to get this party started. 2020 Mitsubishi Mirage G4 gets 41 mpg highway. We Gossett at 139 a month. Or buy for $12,435. 2020 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport, built to handle any adventure at $229 a month, or buy for $18,573. And take the 2020 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross for a spin at $19,107 or $229 a month. Get confidence today, tomorrow, and long into the future with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Mirage G4, $139 a month. Outlander Sport, $229 a month. And Eclipse Cross, $229 a month. So get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
A good friend of mine often says that golfers are the best athletes. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. Now, I don't want to embarrass Ed by mentioning his name, but if you stop and think about it, he may be right. Just like the best real estate agent may not be who you think. Like a left tackle in football, a golfer hits it hard off the tee. Like a sprinter, the golfer walks down the fairway to reach his ball. Then like a quarterback who wants to connect with a distant target, the golfer hits the ball again, and in my case, again and again and again. So if you or someone you know is thinking of selling a home, draft your team by interviewing the players. Find out who will block that offensive lineman from knocking your deal down. And find out about the Shell Bucks option play. When interviewing, call or email me to find out why people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Done. You can reach me at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. That's 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now and don't fumble that ball.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected five times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-345-2789. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems. And if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-345-2789. That's 800-345-2789. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-345-2789.
Injured? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Grab the usual suspects, pick your nearest or dearest trail, and get ready to leave your worries at base camp. Because Honda is here with a great getaway event to help our family of riders plan an escape from the routine. It's all happening now at DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch. That's where you'll find exclusive offers on your favorite Honda motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides, like the 4Trax Foreman, built to never quit. It offers the comfort you need on long rides and work days. Plus, the bigger engine for 2020 means even more of the proven power you expect from a Honda ATV. Right now, you can ride off on the Foreman and save big with up to $600 in factory-to-dealer incentives on select models. Visit or call DeSoto Honda, 5656 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and hatch a plan for adventure during the Honda Great Getaway Event. Factory-to-dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See dealer for complete program details.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Silence is my favorite sound. Watch me make them bow. One bite.
Blue Note Juke Joint. That's my go-to bourbon whiskey made by the good folks over there at BR Distilling. It's a Memphis distillery. It's crafted right here in Memphis, aged right here in Memphis, a minimum of 3 years. It is smoother than smooth. That is what you get with every bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint. And you can drink it however you want, whatever your heart desires, whether it's on the rocks. That's my go-to, typically how I like to enjoy it. You can drink it neat. Smooth enough for that. Or you can make a cocktail with it. It is all delicious, all super smooth every time you take a sip of Blue Note Juke Joint. Available wherever you get your favorite and your fine liquors. And the best part, just $29.99. You're not paying $50 a bottle. You're not paying $60 a bottle. You are paying $29.99, and you're supporting a local Memphis distillery. What is better than that? So go pick up a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint today. You will be glad you did. We're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Seeing if maybe we can execute a little bit of a trade here, but I'm finding that you're not that great of a trade partner. I offered you a great deal.
Yeah, brother got to do something with McCaffrey.
One of the greatest deals in the history of all deals. I offered you Leonard Fournette for McCaffrey.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if you saw what Fournette did last week.
He was fantastic, as a matter of fact.
You're interested in Fournette, though. You want a piece.
He looked like the old Fournette running away from DBs and stuff.
Yeah.
We didn't do this either. We didn't get to in the rundown. But rest in peace to a great one.
Yes.
The great Gale Sayers.
Indeed.
Known as the Kansas Comet. Passed away today at the age of 77. Obviously, Chicago Bear, Pro Football Hall of Famer. But clearly a guy who just about everybody knew or had to had to get to know. Your dad probably told you, hey, man, this was the best running back I ever saw.
Yep.
I was listening to Ryan Clark, whose dad said that to him this morning on Get Up. Nobody ran it like Gale Sayers. He was poetry. And Papa Bear Hallis pretty much said that about him at his Hall of Fame induction speech, that you'll never see another runner like him again.
Do you have
all he needed was 18 inches of daylight.
Do you have any
memories of him running?
No.
And he actually was inducted 1 year after I was born.
I was going to say,
only played really 5 years.
Do you have any like gear of Gale?
I actually have the throwback. Yeah, a throwback. I think it's a Mitchell Ness throwback Gale Sayers jersey that if I was you, I would already have framed up and on the wall of my man cave.
Yeah, that man cave.
You know how mine just kind of sits around in my man cave.
That ain't no cave, man.
It's really a couple's cave that, again, I got to.
What you got right now.
I got to get some more testosterone in there, just no
offense. What you got right
now
is a man cupboard. It ain't a man cave. And it can be a cave. It can. But for whatever reason, and you know, this is a very sensitive topic, but you have a vision, but you haven't executed that vision yet.
You know, it's something I'm ashamed to say. Never seen Brian's song.
I haven't seen it either. I want to see it tonight.
How is that? And you're an Illinois guy, and I'm a Bears fan. We should be ashamed that
tonight
we've never
I'm
seen
gonna
it.
Tonight I'm going to download it or watch it.
I'm going to do the same thing.
I will say, my friend Chris, he put this on my feed when I put about Sayers, because he said Sayers and Butkus were picked 3 and 4 in 1960. 65, 3, and then 4 in that order.
Imagine getting two Hall of Famers right there.
That's unbelievable.
In the same draft, John. Now, we never won big with those guys.
The Raiders did never that last big year when they drafted Jacobs and Abram in the first round.
Man, stop.
They did. I mean, look at him. I mean, Abram's out there tackling camera cards. He's the best. He's so good. That dude Abram is so good, man. He's fired up. He wants to take down everybody, including the cameraman.
I saw that. He was talking smack to Carr, it looked like.
Breeze, you mean?
Oh, Breeze.
Yeah, Breeze.
Yes, Breeze.
He got like
that
one.
That is who I meant.
You're like Steve Levy. He was getting Carr confused with Breeze and confused with Carr.
Levy struggled most of the night.
That was not a
guy. I'd have been a little bit sharper than him. He did not have a great performance there.
Yeah, I agree with
that. But I tell you what, Lewis Riddick.
Bring
on there,
back Booger.
Riddick's strong.
Riddick was going to be stronger.
Booger.
And we probably don't need Booger because we've got Lewis Riddick.
Yeah.
But Levy, he's got to clean it up a little bit.
Listen, it's
and who am I to talk? Clearly, it's saying Breeze when I meant Carr.
It's week two. It's week two. So we still have lots of time to adjust. But yes, Brian's song available on VHS. I don't think you're going to be able
to. You know who the Brian is in that?
Brian Urlacher. Absolutely.
Piccolo.
No, fool.
Piccolo.
Oh, wow. It was a 1971 ABC movie of the week.
Yep.
How about that? That's special.
You know who played Gale Sayers?
Billy D.
Yeah, you're looking.
Yeah.
You
mm. yeah.
You
this man.
Nobody's smoother than Billy D.
Nobody's smoother than Billy D.
And I'll tell you this: nobody had a smoother running style than Gale Sayers.
Is this
no
the,
one in the?
No, they say he was
the
a pretty runner.
Is this the quintessential Bears movie or something?
Yes,
it is.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I've never heard of it.
That's why it's wild.
Great locker room story. Two guys from different backgrounds become like brothers. And I've heard. My dad's told me, man, you got to watch this. Got to watch. Just never sat down and did it.
That's awesome.
But you and I are both gonna do it tonight, Brad. We'll watch it together.
There you go. Y'all can y'all can live tweet. You know each other. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks, of course, to Mark Giannotto. Thanks to Bobby Marks. And thanks to Matt Moore. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Brian Song tonight. Where are you going to watch that at? Oh, I'm sure it's on your box.
Superbox will pull that up in a jiffy.
On the Hallmark channel or something.
Made in China.
Yeah. You know, somebody will probably pop that thing on TV.
Oh, absolutely. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Memphis in the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 p.m. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app.
What's the best way to show someone you love them, Howie?
You get engaged.
That's right.
You get down on one knee and you pop the question. And you can be sure if your ring comes from Robert Irwin Jewelers that she's going to say yes.
Robert Irwin Jewelers is the only place to get engaged.
Exactly. And we've got a ring for anybody's budget starting at around $599 and going on up. You can pick your center diamond. You can pick your mounting. You can put it all together. You can get a custom ring. Free financing. Bigger, brighter diamonds. Robert Irwin Jewelers.
RIJewelers.com and all 5 locations now open.
The day has come for huge savings at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat with Jeep Adventure Days and Ram Power Days going strong on Covington Pike. Get 0% APR plus no payments for 90 days. New 2020 Jeep Cherokee Latitude IIHS Top Safety Pick $21,740 or $275 a month. 2020 Dodge Challenger, a muscle car with best-in-class cargo volume. $24,690 or $318 a month. 2020 Dodge Charger. America's fastest four-door muscle car, $24,990 or $329 a month. And 2020 Ram 1500 Tradesman Quad Cab, $366 a month. Drive past the rest. Come to the best Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat. 1901 Covington Pike. Online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
All 75 months at 3.99 APR, $3,500 down. Must finance through Chrysler, Cherokee, LD561583, Challenger, LH214740, Charger, LH116732, $1,500, LS139171. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
Honey, do you hear that?
Yeah. What is that?
Oh, my God. The roof is leaking. Okay, I got this. Look out, coming through.
What are you doing?
I'm catching the water to keep us from drowning. What are you doing?
I'm calling Bennett Roofing. They've got 24-hour emergency service and can get our roof fixed in no time. Put those pots away. I just washed those.
Licensed and insured, Bennett Roofing offers 24-hour emergency service on all roof repair. Visit them at BennettRoofingMemphis.com or call them at 901-359-9708.
43 Memphians were murdered last month. That is the highest number in history in Memphis. If you're ready to protect and defend yourself, sign up and get your permit to carry at Top Gun Memphis. Go online to TopGunMemphis.com. If you need ammo, we've got 9mm 40 caliber in stock. If you need to practice shooting, come out to Top Gun Memphis, the largest indoor gun range in Memphis. You need a new handgun, come out to the gun store in Top Gun Memphis. TopGunMemphis.com. That's TopGunMemphis.com.
Xfinity XFi gives you the ultimate control of your in-home Wi-Fi from anywhere. You can even control it at home on Xfinity XFi. The XFi app helps view connected devices. You can create profiles. You can change your network name and password if you need to. Pause Wi-Fi to a device at any time. And you can set bedtime mode and more. Also, you're going to enjoy an extra layer of security by setting rules to get...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.